As you've mentioned it, I think we'd better go back to the story that you were telling me earlier on before the tape was on about the workers in those huts.
Oh yeah, the later when I was a teenager, and by that stage obviously at secondary school, and my mother suggested I might get a part-time job, as mothers do sometimes. She took, I think my wages were about 12 and 6 a week, and she took 10 shillings for my keep, and I kept the 2 and 6 to spend on whatever I wanted myself. Yeah, lost my thread of thought now. Yes, it was interesting to see who took what papers, because you can work out a fair bit of interest on what sort of political or social standing they had, and probably what their social position in the social strata was. And there were a few people, just a handful, I suppose, 4 or 5 on my rounds, who were taking the daily worker. And they lived in, several of them lived in these wooden huts, really, which have been taken from World War I military sites. And I wondered why they were living in these conditions and were doing odd jobs like being a cobbler, or in one case selling paraffin on a battered old van around the villages. Because people, they often heated their houses with paraffin stoves or lamps as well in some instances. And I suddenly found out that in each case they had been involved in the general strike of 1926, particularly by working probably in big firms like Ruston's and Hornsby's, one of the factories in Lincoln area. And they had been prominent features in the general strike, prominent figures in the general strike. When the strike was over, they were blacklisted and they couldn't get jobs, and this blacklisting seems to have lasted in their lives till well after the end of the Second World War, which really shocked me and upset me at the time. I've read about it since. It wasn't just in the area that I had been involved with, just one or two streets on the outskirts of the village of North Highcombe, but throughout the Lincoln area, and I imagine other parts of the country too. And it seemed to me very vindictive and unforgiving to treat people in such a manner. Particularly these people seem to have a very strong social conscience themselves. They weren't the victims of this work. And good citizens into the bargain. So it had an edge to it which I felt was cruel and unkind. It was reprehensible.
Thank you.